You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welch.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
Hey, what's up, buddies? Good to be your buddies, friends and guys and pals. It's Bogman and the Welsh in the house. It's In This League. I am Chris Welsh. That man that has not spoke is Scott Bogman. What amazing words are you going to open the show with, Bogman? Change people's lives right now, friend.
Nobody cares that I'm here. None of this matters. Sports are stupid. Let's just do a whole talk show and not talk about sports even a little bit.
Your demeanor is very much like the rest of actual just talk radio right now. You seem to be holding that. Would that be because the Steelers and the Diamondbacks and just everything that you hold dear in your life is just crumbling?
My blood pressure, my cholesterol, just everything around me.
All the things that are need to go down are going up, and all the things that are going down need to go whatever, you know, up, down, left, right, all that.
Away, sure. Yeah. Right.
Okay. Welcome into the show.
Things are horrible.
Yeah, I understand. We're going to try to get to the bottom of it maybe today. Little therapy session for Bogman. Here's what's on docket for today. Second hour, we're going to be doing all football week six. That's what we do. If you remember, week four was the week five picks. Is that right, Bogman? I was 15-0. Week four picks. I was 15-0. Holy crap. We'll see how I did in week five. Spoiler alert, not as good. Not even
15-0.
No, not quite as good. So we are going to review that, and then we're going to do all of our spreads. We're going to be doing the over-unders, which apparently I'm not good at anymore. But in this hour, we're going to talk a little bit of baseball. I just want to talk about the playoffs because it's been really, really interesting. We've got football, possibly some fantasy baseball or basketball, but what I would love is to hear from you guys. So if you guys have got fantasy questions in any sport, because guess what? We cover it all. Even if you just want to like learn how to deal with your unhappiness on a day-to-day basis, Bogman can be a big help there. Right, Boggs?
Food. Comfort food.
The segment's over. Thank you. That was brought to you by nobody. So if you've got questions, anything else? Anything else with food?
Wendy's, Whataburger, Culver's. Just all the horrible things.
Are those West Coast? Is Whataburger West Coast?
Whataburger's like South.
Okay. I think cheese curds are a happy medium for everybody. I think everybody can get down with cheese curds to fill the void that
I'm a happy double XL whenever I have some cheese curds. I'm not a happy medium, I can tell you that much. Well, I haven't been a happy medium since about fourth grade, so.
Those are the days. I don't even know. I honestly couldn't remember. It was probably about the same, fifth or sixth grade. But if you've got fantasy questions, hit us up. That's what we would love to hear from you. So you can tweet us. Is it the Welsh Bogman Sports? You can tweet FNTSY Radio. We'll answer your questions via the Twitter. If it's football, baseball, or basketball, you can also call. Not next segment, but the segment after, right around like the 20 after mark. 844-84-FNTSY. It's fantasy questions. It's all of that happening in this hour. More fantasy football hour two. It's 2 hours of good, amazing coverage, buddies and pals. We'll be right back. Buddies. Don't go anywhere, guy.
Hey, I'm Melissa.
And I'm Jill.
And we're the interns.
The Fantasy Sports Radio Network and DKMS want to send you to Minnesota this February. All you have to do is play our Big Game Trivia Challenge sponsored by DKMS.
Starting next week, answer 4 questions right, and you're heading to the big game. Tune in to find out when the contest will be running.
So what are you waiting for? Play the Big Game Trivia Challenge sponsored by DKMS, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
It's In This League.
Got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know? It's what they use to make...
In This League.
I'm the smartest guy in the world? Says who?
IQ test you took in prison. Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Welcome back. It's In This League. Scott Bogman, Chris Welsh in the house. Again, we had a good commercial break talk. We were talking about basketball. I want to talk a little bit baseball. I keep saying basketball. There's so much happening.
Stuff going on.
In my world, I can't keep my head straight today. I feel like I'm taking crazy pills. That's what I feel like right now.
Mugatu over here.
Jesus.
Don't you know that this latte makes me farty and bloated?
I don't know what is happening with me. Baseball. We're talking baseball on the break. We're going to talk baseball here in a second, but we do have a caller, and I don't want to make Charlie wait for too long because we're going to talk football in the next segment.
Charlie!
We got a caller. Charlie in San Antonio. What's up, Charlie?
Hey, I got to apologize. This is actually a football question.
Do it. No, do it.
Go ahead.
That's,
no,
why I didn't want you to wait.
Hey, I appreciate it. So I've lost 3 of my 4 losses by a combined 11 points. So I want to know, I've got a possible trade on the table, and I want you to tell me if I'm giving up too much or if I should just stay the course and luck will go my way. it's a 10-team PPR, but we play 3 flexes, 2 running back, 2 receiver, and I got offered to get Michael Thomas and LeSean McCoy. I would have to give him Tyreek Hill, Marshawn Lynch, Dez Bryant, and Martavis Bryant.
Ooh, okay, this is a trade. Now, all right, well, we're going to answer this here in a second. So Thomas, is just real quick before we answer, because you're giving up 4 pieces to get to, are you good otherwise? Like, just rattle off the other starters besides the trade guys you would get, just so we get an idea of the roster, and then we'll drop you off here, and then we'll answer your question.
So my other receiver right now is Keenan Allen, and I would have Tyreek Hill as well. My other running back still are Christian McCaffrey and Doug Martin and C.J. Anderson.
Okay. Okay, this is good stuff. All right, Doug, we're going to see. You said the Doug Martin thing. See, I'm all screwed up today. I'm an insane person. Charlie, all right, we're gonna drop you off here because we want to give you some time to answer. We're going to answer this for you, but appreciate you calling in, and Bogman and I are going to get at this. All right. 10-team, PPR, 3 flex. He broke up a little bit, but it was Michael Thomas and LeSean McCoy is who he gets. Is that right?
Yeah, he gets Michael Thomas and LeSean McCoy.
Hill, Lynch, Bryant, and 2 Bryants. 2 Mark Bryants, Davis. A Lynch, and Hill.
2 Bryants, 1 cup. In a 10-man league, I am probably going to do this trade because Lynch is, and I do like that you wrote down Marshawn Lynch here.
I wrote it.
Thanks a lot.
He did. I wrote everything so fast. I wrote McCaffrey at the bottom, too.
McCaffrey, Marshawn Lynch, and Dex Bryant. I think I would do this trade because I think the biggest thing you're giving up is obviously Bryant and Hill. Lynch has been bad. So I'd say McCoy over Lynch. Martavis Bryant has been basically nothing. So it's really, like, would you give up Dez Bryant and Marshawn Lynch for LeSean McCoy, the Welsh?
Yeah, that's how we have to do this. Okay, so because remember, what was it? 2 running back, 2 wide receiver, 3 flex? Was that right?
1 cup, yes.
1 cup, okay, yeah. So right now he's starting Hill, Allen, let's say at wide receiver, then flex, it's probably Bryant and Bryant. And then running backs, let's call Lynch and McCaffrey, and then Doug Martin is another flex here. So CJ's kind of out of it. Lynch, gone to me. Martavis Bryant, those are fine. So I look at it as Dez Bryant from Michael Thomas. Those are even trades to me. Is it worth trading Lynch, Hill, and Martavis Bryant for LeSean McCoy? And based on the team and the 10-man aspect changes this up, dude, because you could go pick up like Aaron Jones. They're talking about Aaron Jones being a starter at some point. You could pick him up and put him as a serviceable starter. LeSean McCoy is a huge upgrade off of Lynch in a PPR. Michael Thomas, Bryant and Hill are too much for Michael Thomas, but the 10-man aspect,
I don't know that they are. I mean, Thomas keeps getting like 10 targets a game. Martavis Bryant is getting literally nothing. And, you know, Tyreek Hill is a step below Thomas. So I think that's fine. I think Martavis and Tyreek for Michael, I would do that easy. So it's more, you know, Lynch and Bryant for McCoy, and it's a close call. Yeah, Marshawn Lynch and Dex Bryant. But I think it's fine, especially like you mentioned, it's a 10 team. There's going to be more available on the wire, even if no one great is available on the wire at this point, because it, you know, your three flex spots, it's a little bit deeper of a league. There's more opportunity for guys to arise off of the wire.
Arise,
so.
Chicken. Arise.
Yeah. Chicken.
So
arise.
Here's the deal. Last thing on this. We both sign off on doing this trade. Also, anyone in a 10-man league, I'm always going to go, and Bogman will as well, quality over quantity, because there are more available players out there. Take the best players possible. Now, I do think this trade is closer, you know, in this type of conversation, but I'm still going to do it because it's a huge upgrade at running back. Michael Thomas doesn't miss a beat for Bryant, if not better. You lose out on Hill, but the cost was, I think you even said it before, Tyreek and Marshawn for McCoy, that's fine. And would you give up Bryant and Dez for Michael Thomas? You break it down like that? Yeah, I'm good. We both sign off. You got depth. I like it, Charlie. Good stuff. Good stuff. I wish you sounded like Charlie Day, too. That would have liked
Charlie Day?
God. Hey, everybody.
Let's go get a job. They're hanging out jobbies. Let's just go get a job.
Okay. We're gonna go to football here in just a second.
We're going to talk to baseball.
This. Thank you. Yeah, thank you. You have a great new trailer of you, Charlie, by the way, in Pacific Rim 2. You look fantastic. All shaved up and clean. Look nothing like the Always Sunny character.
I haven't seen any Pacific Rim trailers.
I
saw
so
the
detached.
Star Wars one.
I didn't watch that.
I've been going to a bunch of baseball games.
Like, the director said, don't watch it because they put all the spoilers in it. So I listened. Did you?
No, I spoilers? Didn't because I didn't hear that. Yes, there are big spoilers.
Okay, well, so. Don't say it. Don't say it. Shut up. I don't want to hear it. Quickly, with baseball, because we're going to be going to football so much. Bogman, how does it feel to have your heart broken with 50,000 other people hearts being broken at the same time? Bogman was at the D-backs game as they were eliminated by the Dodgers in a sweep. The fans, what the fans like horrible? What happened?
You mean 30,000 of the fans whose hearts were broken, and then 15,000 Dodger fans, of course. So, you know, obviously I wasn't here last Wednesday because I was at the wild card game, and the wild card game was electric, man. It was, the fans were awesome. The energy was buzzing in the stadium the whole way through. Even when the Rockies started to come back, it was a really, really fun game to go to. I probably could have read a book instead of going to the game three against
Darvish
the Dodgers.
Was carving them up, man.
I mean, Darvish was really good, but it's not like Greinke was horrible, you know. And they got a little bit of momentum when Descalso hit that bomb and brought us within a run. And then Barnes just hit a bomb the top of the next inning, and it was like the air completely went out of the building.
It's one of the things I hate the most about, like, all of that. And maybe this is the cheap ass that I am. Like, you go and you pay money for those, and then your heart's broken and that type of thing. Like, I just want to punch
somebody.
Yeah, but
that's
somebody.
What being
like,
a fan is,
fights
though.
Happen at these games.
Yeah, but that's what being a fan is, though. You know,
is
I mean, 99% of the time you're going to have your heart broken. That's why people play fantasy. At least you have a 1 in 12 shot of winning your league. You know, if you walk into... this year as a Browns fan, you don't have a 1 in 12 shot of your team going to the Super Bowl. You have a 0% chance unless Deshaun Kizer turns into Tom Brady.
And Browns fans are like the 40-year-old virgin. Like, you've just accepted your walk in life, and you're just waiting. And guess what, Browns fans? If you use it, if you don't use it, you might lose it. That's what we're trying to tell you. No, it's a good point.
Is that a serious question?
It's like it's a great point here because, you know, sports,
but that's
relationships,
what makes
we're a masochistic society.
But that's what makes the great moments so great, is because you usually don't have them. You know, I mean, I would love to be a Patriots fan, but, you know, ring five doesn't feel the same as ring one.
Yeah.
You know,
you have a soul.
It's just the way it is. So, you know, long-suffering fans, obviously Cubs fans know this from last year, and maybe Astros fans or Dodgers fans or, you know, someone – some new team will win the World Series this year. And
like the Astros,
and,
like, know, I predicted?
Yeah, like you predicted, and you predicted the Cubs next year. Maybe
last year.
Maybe you predict the D-backs this upcoming year.
I will try.
Jerk.
I will try.
Why don't you
all
do
right, well,
that?
We'll give you updates as it goes. Speaking of not having a soul, the Yankees are whooping up on the Indians. No hitting them as I'm looking at this. 3-0 Yankees
looks
over
like
the
old
Indians.
CC.
What's that?
Look like old CC, like when he was with the Indians, CC.
Yeah, like when he was I guess he was never really skinny, CC. But you got the Nationals Cubs game, which is going to be great. And we got Yankees Indians going on as we speak, so we'll try not to scream or anything. But I want to talk some fantasy football. So get your questions in if you have them. Tweet at us, Is It The Welsh or Bogman Sports, or call 844-84-FNTSY. Be a Charlie. Be an awesome caller. Call in with great questions and takes. We will take them, and we'll be back. It's Bogman and the Welsh for In This League. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, it's Tony Sicana from the Fantasy Sports News Desk, brought to you by the New York Daily News. Check out the show Monday through Thursday, 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. on the East Coast Pacific Time, 8 p.m. to midnight. I break down all that's happening in the day of fantasy sports, the sports world, and right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, you'll never miss a beat and you'll never get beat.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, that dang old...
In This League.
Talk about www.com, you made you go click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
I don't know what you're saying, but that's what's going on, yeah.
That is what's going on. It's In This League. It's Scott Bogman, Chris Welsh. We are back on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Thank you for tuning in. Oh, if you have questions you ask, we can answer them. You can call in 844-84-FNTSY, or you can tweet us, Is It The Welsh, Bogman Sports, FNTSY Radio, all or one will do the job. Isn't that right, Bogman?
That's right.
Can I ask you something?
We're ready.
I want to ask you something, pop sure. culturally, and this is going to be tough for you because you're not you don't really know what's going on in outside
if
of your
not
scope.
Sports or porn, I don't know. So
that is too true. Have you, and I don't want to get into the political nature of it, because leave that for another show, more like the depressed version of you earlier, but have you seen that Eminem, the Cypher video?
I actually have seen it.
So I don't want to talk about the content on it, because that's like, that's for other people to care about and whatever, but
you don't want to eliminate 50% of the audience. Okay.
I don't want to do any of that, because I just don't need to get there, but I do. This may eliminate the audience, though, because I just want to point something else. If anyone's seen it, you know, it was like the BET Awards. Eminem did this like 4-minute. He calls the Cypher. I think he did this before. It's like, you know, super political, whatnot. But is that not maybe one of the worst raps of all time? It's just,
I mean,
it's not good.
It sounded like he just got up out of bed and was like, I'm going to do this in a parking garage.
It sounds like you wrote it.
He just went and did it. Yeah.
It sounds like, you know, like every guy that's like, oh, yeah, I rap. And then they're like, yeah. So I drove down my car at night. I ain't afraid, but I don't take a flight. Like, that's what it was. I was like, what is happening in my world right now? This is crazy. It's nonsensical. And it's just like I don't care about the content. The content means nothing to me in this conversation. It just like sometimes it doesn't belong without some music on it. It probably would have been serviceable. Put a lot of someone's got to be out there like auto tuning that and put it to some, you know, some trap music or something like that. And then we can get back to the real world. That'd be nice.
What is trap music? Is trap music like I'm trapped because I'm listening to this and I can't change my radio station? That's what I think of when I think of trap music.
That's exactly what it is, Bogman. Let's just let's have you assume that's exactly what trap music is.
You should just pull up definitions and then ask me what they are, and I'll give you what I think they might be. Possibly.
No, I think you very correct definition of trap music. Let's just assume that's what it is. So I figured I started because, you know, I do this from time to time. If people listen to our podcast, I get stupid and crazy with stuff. We've got a lot of different dumb rap battles because we're idiots and stuff like that. And to talk fantasy football here, I wrote a cypher, Bogman. I got my own cypher. Are you ready for it?
Are you ready for my cypher? I don't know if I'll ever be ready.
But
I don't think I have a choice, so let's hear it.
This is on the importance. This is a huge issue. This is about a man that needs calling out. This is my New York Giants cypher. Oh, there's my music in the background. Bring it up.
Oh, no.
Bring it up. All right, here we go.
My skin's crawling.
What was I going to even talk about? Oh, yeah, here we go. That's an awfully full Mountain Dew. Should I drop it on Ben McAdoo? Probably not. Becca Marshall and my fantasy team is probably through. Cut it! That's all I got. That's all I got.
Oh.
Oh, what? Ben McAdoo. That was like, I'm sorry for anybody listening to this. But that's pretty good, right?
I mean.
Let's do it again. That's an awfully full Mountain Dew. Should I drop it on Ben McAdoo? Probably not. Becca Marshall and my fantasy team is probably through.
It sounds like half rap and half really bad Christopher Walken impression.
I did actually.
That's an awfully full Mountain Dew. Should I drop it on Ben McAdoo?
Probably not.
Probably not.
Becca Marshall
and my fantasy team is probably through.
You say it again, I'll stab you in the face with a soldering iron. That's what I'm trying to tell you. How much worse was that, though, than the Eminem cipher, though?
Oh, no, I mean, they're about the same.
Mine was funnier.
And why? Yeah, of course.
Because Ben McAdoo
did a whole thing on McAdoo this week. It was great.
He's a disease. McAdoo, it is horrible.
Would you rather have the clap or Ben McAdoo as your head coach? Because I think, can't you take a pill and the clap goes away?
You can easily get rid of any of those things before you can get rid of Ben McAdoo, apparently. That's like the key here. Let me ask you, can you comfortably start any New York Giant right now?
No, comfortably?
No.
Starting a Giant would make my skin crawl as much as your rap did.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad. I mean, it's bad. I screwed up the second.
Well, I mean, it's just a goofy white guy, you know, rap.
I didn't know I was getting music. I was going to do it like a cypher, Bogman. I was going to do like the cypher. There was no music. So, I got excited that I got some trap music under there. What's that?
Are you in a parking garage right now? I had no idea.
Yeah, I'm doing work. I'm doing the fantasy football work. All right, so
no, I don't think you can start any. No. Well,
Sterling Shepard when he's
who would
back.
It be?
It was Sterling Shepard when he's healthy. If that
yeah,
ever
but
happens.
He's so connected to Eli, and Eli gets one Mississippi every time out. And I just no, you there's no single Giant that you could start comfortably at all, even a little bit. Uh-uh.
Okay,
nope. Not
what about the curious case of Roger Lewis, who was a popular. Week 6 waiver wire ad because literally the Giants have nobody. They lost their entire receiving corps. I've never seen a team lose their top 4 wide receivers. Roger Lewis immediately got vaulted into being the number 1 wide receiver, but it almost screams like Robbie Anderson to me. You know what I mean? Like, oh, we get excited because he's the number 1 on a bad team, but like they're really bad.
Yeah, and you know, I like Roger Lewis, and Roger Lewis is a guy that in a deeper league, you know, like we always say, the Welsh, you and I play in a bunch of 16s. I don't know if I got him in any of the leagues, actually, but he's a guy that, you know, you got bye weeks coming up, right? And you could do worse. Like you said, Sterling Shepard's still banged up. So you could do worse than Roger Lewis. Could you do much worse? Probably not. But would you rather start... Would you rather start Roger Lewis or would you rather start Jermaine Kearse? I'm still going with Kearse.
Yeah, I think I would go Kearse too. Okay, here's a question. Who's a better quarterback, Josh McCown or Eli Manning? Fantasy this year.
Well, Eli's the better quarterback.
No, fantasy this year.
I'll still go with stupid Eli.
I think it might be Josh McCown.
You might be right, and yeah, the Patriots are going to make him look really good this week, I'm sure, because their secondary has been god-awful. But, you know, I mean, Roger Lewis, like, okay, how about this? Ricardo Lewis or Roger Lewis? All spelled differently, by the way. Different spelling Lewis's.
Oh, really? What is Ricardo? L-O-L-O-U-I-S.
Yeah, like Lewis. Right.
I don't know, just fantasy basketball.
I mean, and you don't want to start Roger Lewis this week because they're going up against No Fly Zone in Denver on Sunday night.
I don't know. I guess it's a good point. It's just, you know, when we're in this, like, we're in this mode of, you know, needing. I mean, we talked to Charlie earlier when he's asking about a 10-man league. Like, Charlie doesn't care about Roger Lewis. He doesn't even know who Roger Lewis is. Why would he? Because you're in a 10-man. You're like having good options out there. You're there actually might be number ones and number twos on teams that you have options for. You don't have to deal with this unless you're in 16-man or you had Brandon Marshall and Odell Beckham on your fantasy team. And you're like, okay, is it, like you said, Jermaine Kearse or Roger Lewis?
How about this, though? Roger Lewis or Amari Cooper.
Oh.
Amari Cooper's the worst.
Who has more catches this year?
Oh, he's so bad.
Might be Roger Lewis. It might be.
Jason Witten.
It's still Amari Cooper.
Flex over all these guys.
I wish I had his optimism. I wish I had Amari Cooper's optimism in my life. I'd probably live a better life where he was just like, he's like, it's coming. It's coming. Like, is it? I don't know. I'm not really sure. It is coming, Amari Cooper, because guess what? It hasn't for 5 weeks. Why is it going to change? Because Derek Carr's back. They're going to make a concerted effort to. I mean, you could see a coach. You could see them assertively saying, we've got to end this talk of Amari Cooper, blah, 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 blah. And they could go at him five times in the first quarter this week. That could happen, but it just seems very unlikely.
And when they go back to Amari Cooper, it's probably going to look a lot like what Martavis Bryant has looked like, right? They're going to try to hit him on some deep shots. Doesn't work. So we get him this 3 yard out, and then he's tackled immediately. So he has 5 catches for 27 yards, but at least it's not 1 for 8 like it has been. It's been pathetic for him. It's been terrible.
The whole thing. I mean, if the team could run, if Bogman, is Marshawn Lynch a running back too still?
I want Marshawn Lynch over everybody.
Absolutely.
What kind of lunch do I get?
Okay, but I'm saying. this is the question. It's a poll question. Is Marshawn Lynch a viable RB2? Your options are no and no.
Oh, give me a break.
It's not.
I still like Lynch a little bit. I mean, it's tough without Derek Carr.
He's awful.
Can
we put that question out there? Pavona, can you put that question out there, Twitter? Is Marshawn Lynch a viable RB2 rest of season? And you can say yes
and
or no on this because
don't do no and no.
No, I want to see yes or no because I want to see what people actually have to say. Because I will be shocked if that thing is like 55-45, even if 55% say no.
Here, give me some answers here.
Okay,
Lynch or Buck Allen?
Buck Allen.
Okay, Lynch or Theo Riddick?
I mean, we're talking PPR when we talk about this. Lynch. I'll go Lynch.
Lynch or Matt Breida?
Lynch. Breida's a super.
Lynch or Chris Thompson?
Chris Thompson. Easy. Chris Thompson.
Easy?
Easy for me. Yeah. All right, Pavona, put that out. FNTSY Radio. That's what I want to know. Is Lynch a viable RB2 moving forward? He's not. That's the answer. We'll be back. We got more fantasy questions from you guys, and we're going to cover Adrian Peterson, Aaron Jones, Tom Brady, Tyler Eifert, dumb NFL things. It's all coming up. It's in this league. Don't go anywhere.
Skix sneakers are taking over tailgates and alumni homes across America. Skix canvas high top, low top, slip-on, and kids tennis style sneakers designed in officially licensed college colors and logos is a must-have for every college fan's wardrobe. Fun, fashionable, and comfortable. Whether you're at the big game or watching the game at home, Skix helps fans perform better. Go to Skix.com and use promo code FNTSY for 15% off your pair now. That's Skix.com. Skix sneakers, the soul of a true fan.
Hi, I'm Austin Hedges, and you're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
That's an awfully full Mountain Dew. Should I drop it on Ben McAdoo? Probably not. Becca Marshall and my fantasy team is probably through. That's all I got.
You're talking about man all wrong.
Rough tone. Why do I rap like Christopher Walken? I can't do an impression, but I rap like Christopher Walken would rap.
It's your weird pauses.
Full Mountain Dew.
Holy full Mountain Dew. I don't know what to do now. I'll stab you in the face with a soldering iron.
All right, welcome back. It's In This League. Scott Bogman, Chris Welsh. You can hit us up on Twitter. Is it the Welsh or Bogman Sports? If you've got any fantasy questions, you can call in 844-844-FNTSY. More football. I want to talk about the Adrian Peterson
football
thing. I find it very interesting. We have been talking about this on the In This League Fantasy Football podcast. Yeah. I'll go get to that. Hold on. There's the In This League Fantasy Football podcast, which you guys should subscribe to. That's our show that we do twice a week. And it is kind of, this is the meat to our football sandwich. Wherever the bread. Yeah, I got it. We're going to get there. Calm down. So a month. We've been talking about this idea with Adrian Peterson of just how horrible he is in New Orleans. And Bogman astutely had brought up the idea of, well, Peterson should get traded. And the Cardinals were always the option that we both agreed on. And I've always agreed with it. But it's the no fun league. There's never trades. It's not like fantasy. And I think I even said that exact word. These guys don't treat it like they're fantasy teams. They're not going to make a trade, especially that AP one. I just didn't see them ever doing it. Lo and behold, the Arizona Cardinals acquire Adrian Peterson.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's a great idea. And you kind of wonder why these trades never go down and why shouldn't they happen, right? I mean, it just makes a lot of sense for a back that's not being used to get traded to a team that desperately needs a back. Now, did you see the whole Chris Johnson thing? Because the Cardinals waived Chris Johnson, but he tweeted, like, I think during week one or week two, you know, Peterson needs more carries. And Twitter blew up.
What happened? He Chris tweeted Johnson. Week two that Adrian Peterson needed more carries with the Saints, and then he got cut for Adrian Peterson.
Oh yeah, the DJ Khaled gif, the congratulations, you played yourself, all over the place with that. I can't believe you didn't say. I actually saw some type of a pop culture reference that the Welsh didn't see. I'm actually kind of proud of myself on that.
That's a guaranteed first time that's ever happened. That never happens with you.
It's got to be close. It's got to be close to the first time it's ever happened. But yeah, okay. So where does this put Adrian Peterson on your radar? Because I feel like he's going to be wholly and completely oversold now.
Okay, so I have. This is great. This is fantastic. I have got the question that we asked in the preseason that has not worked until this week. Adrian Peterson or Marshawn Lynch, rest of season? That's the question, because we have a poll question.
Marshawn Lynch.
If you just tune in.
Marshawn.
On FNTSY Radio's a Twitter handle. Bogman and I both retweeted it. Is Marshawn Lynch a viable RB2?
Oh,
we forgot to put
people.
On here rest of season, but it's for rest of season. It currently sits... 76% say no, he is not a viable RB2 rest of season, and I agree. Now, there were a couple comments. Corey Jackson on Twitter says, what's the definition of viable? Either way, think he has an okay week, 75 yards and a touchdown. That's why we should have had rest of season on there, but it wasn't. Another person asks, is this week PPR standard? I think it all applies, but I come back to the question now. Adrian Peterson or Marshawn Lynch? And you wholeheartedly say Marshawn Lynch.
Lynch, look, I was all about Adrian Peterson before the year started, right?
I know. We had this question. This exact question is one that we asked.
I was team Peterson all day, but he has not looked good with the Saints. And, you know, the Cardinals offense is really stagnant right now. I think that he'll make it better. I mean, he's better than Ellington and Chris Johnson. He's better than those guys. But I just don't. I don't know that I see a revival, and everybody wants to talk about, you know, oh, look, Chris Johnson came here to retire. Emmitt Smith came here to retire. All these running backs come here
That's
to retire.
That's tropey crap.
Yeah, it really is. And you know, I think I saw somebody tweeted out today that when Emmitt Smith came here, he had over 4,000 carries, and Peterson's at like 2,500. So It's not the same situation at all. But
so let me ask you this. I don't know, man.
There's just not a lot of good backs around. Are there really? So he's Marshawn Lynch is the 25th best back in the league at this point. There's 24 other guys better than him.
Yes, there are 24 other guys better than him.
Okay,
I'm not sure I would say he's the 25th because it might be even worse. So let me just put some out here. So far, now I did make this statement early on in our football podcast, and it still could be true. And that's why all of this stuff you have to take with a grain of salt. Do you cut Marshawn Lynch? No, you don't. But if you were faced in a 10-man league, PPR, of having the option of dropping Marshawn Lynch for Chris Thompson, are you not doing that?
I'm not doing that. Thompson doesn't touch the ball enough. Like, he'll go the distance when he does touch the ball. But, I mean, look, if this stuff with Lynch keeps up the last 2 weeks like it has, and he's only getting 12 carries, then I would consider it in a PPR.
That's my point. That's where I want to go, Bob. But that's the point.
But,
it's the volume.
It's two bad weeks in a row. I know, look, you know, it's the not for long right here. Like Jerry Glanville used to say, if, you know, you make them effing calls, was the famous thing from Jerry Glanville. And it's not for long. If he's not getting 15 touches this week, I would be really surprised. I mean, that's okay. Why they brought him here. They can't use him like they used Murray last year. They just can't do it.
Okay, well, they are. They can't, but they are. He has not had a 20-carry game
in five games.
Okay, no, they haven't. He's had 18 carries once. Otherwise, it's been 12, 6, 9, and 12. That's his game breakdown this season. 12, 6, 9, 12, and the very first game of the season, 18. They're using him
But don't they have
like
to rely on him a little more?
Don't they have to throw the ball to Amari Cooper? They don't.
I mean, you're not wrong. You're not wrong, but I think I would give it a couple more weeks. I just don't know that I don't know that he's as bad as he's been playing. Like, I wouldn't take anybody from Seattle over him.
Aaron Jones or Marshawn Lynch?
Aaron Jones.
Yeah.
It's on a better offense. And he should get a decent amount of carries.
This is what I wanted to ask. So, you're right, and I hope we really preface this, that like, you just don't go cut a guy for no reason. It could turn around, they could change, the offensive scheme could change around, there's a thousand things that can happen, but the point is if someone out there wanted to buy low, or there's another great viable option or something like that, that's where I would look into. But the question is, let's take away for a minute that Marshawn Lynch could be 20 carries or something like that. Maybe he's a second half guy. Who is a back that you trust more with a 12 to 15 carry volume, Adrian Peterson or Marshawn Lynch, based on the two offenses they're in?
I don't want to trust either one of them, but I would still go with Lynch. Peterson has to have time to adjust to the new system, and I don't know that he's going to be any good once he gets in either. So,
I think Peterson is going to be able to do a better job in small volumes of 12 to 15 carries than Marshawn Lynch has proven to be. Now, it's great when you get a touchdown. You know, he's got two touchdowns, Marshawn Lynch did. But if he didn't, it's worthless. It's garbage. He's got a decent matchup coming up this week, which could, I mean, it is and isn't. But, you know, it's the Chargers. So it's, or we call them the Los Angeles Clippers. There's a decent chance.
Nah, they're the Chargers now. They won a game.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Yeah, they've officially earned that title now. There's a chance for that to come back, but I'm looking for more than just touchdowns. This is like, it's a Mike Gillisley situation. If he has two touchdowns and 40 yards, is Marshawn Lynch back? I don't think so. And I'm not saying Adrian Peterson is either. This is a total like false flag.
No,
thing.
And Peterson, yeah, and Peterson isn't going to have a whole mess of carries this week because he just got to Arizona too. So, I mean, people can't be, if he doesn't get anything in 7 or 8 touches, people can't be too disappointed because really next week would be the test.
Yeah. If I was faced with the decision of cutting Marshawn Lynch for Adrian Peterson, that's a really hard one because Andre Ellington is going to continue to be the receiving back. Chris Johnson's gone. Kerwin Williams was a nobody when Chris Johnson is there. So they're going to give Adrian Peterson all the opportunity. And, you know, if you think about first team reps, you think about the offense that's run, the Cardinals are going to be more apt to give the rock to Adrian Peterson. The Raiders have proven through almost a third of the season that they're not with Marshawn Lynch. The only thing would be, are they setting this up for the future? So I guess I'm just trying to put out the serious question. I don't want to be the guy that's like, oh, yeah, AP, blah, blah, blah. You know, like, I don't want to blow the fab on AP. But if given the option between Marshawn Lynch and Adrian Peterson, I think that is a question that comes back to preseason. And it's not a great way that we're putting it right now. I'd almost be willing to take a bet of, you know, maybe don't count this week because it's first week with AP, but I wouldn't be shocked if AP is more of a fantasy option than Marshawn Lynch at this point. We're going to review this this poll that we have out because I think we're getting good results on it because I want to know what everybody else thinks. But Bogman, a lot of people are on my side right now. We're still over 70% saying no, he is not a viable RB2.
Well, I mean, I don't blame people for saying that. I just think that, you know, with Derek Carr being hurt, and I don't think they're going to get. Oh, dude, Amari Cooper's terrible.
So
but
bad.
EJ Manuel's so bad. Like, I just don't think that they're going to be able to not give the ball to Lynch a little bit more, at least. Like, he's got to start getting 15K. Like, why did you bring him there if you're not going to give him carries?
AP?
I mean, like, they. That's what they traded him. You know,
yeah,
so
trade
I
Lynch?
Think they have to. I don't think they should trade Lynch. I think
go
they
back
should
to Seattle.
Use Lynch.
That would be
use
hilarious.
It. If you don't use it, you lose it. The Welsh. Everybody knows that. All right.
I forgot.
So they have that. To start. They have to start using Lynch properly. Lynch is a guy that you roll in the fourth quarter to bury them once you have the lead. The problem is they haven't been getting leads.
He's more interested in Skittles and his reality show than being a viable
option.
So
am I.
Yeah, me too, actually. At this point, if I'm rostering Marshawn Lynch, I'm way more interested in Skittles. That's a fact. I promise you that. All right. We'll be back. More fantasy football this and the next hour. It's Bogman the Welsh for In This League. Don't go anywhere.
Hunter Henry, Sterling Shepard, Michael Thomas. These three NFL sophomores are not due to slump. They're due to break out, just like the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. In year two, things are only getting better. Make sure to listen live and download the app, FNTSY Radio. It's free and it's 24/7. The best fantasy sports content is on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Wait, let me explain something to you. I am not
in this league.
You're
in this league.
I'm the dude.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
Get it! Is Marshawn Lynch a viable running back to the rest of this season? 71% of you say he is not. 29% are with Bogman. And wrong, let me point out. Wrong.
Okay. I want to go over some situations. Philly. Anyone in Philly you taking over Lynch?
Blunt.
You're going to take Blunt over Lynch?
I might.
You're not.
They're the same player.
So
they're the same player.
Okay, but you're not going to take Blunt over Lynch, are you?
Yeah, I'll take Lynch.
But... You're not going to. No. Are you going to take Murray or McKinnon over Lynch for Minnesota?
Boy, McKinnon looked really good.
He did look good, but
no.
Is that going to last?
I don't know.
Okay.
No, I guess not.
Detroit, Riddick or Abdullah? Abdullah's constantly hurt. Zenner got a goal line carry. Riddick had one catch for 9 yards.
You're trying to
I wouldn't blame you for taking any of those guys. I'm just asking.
I think I might take Abdullah at this point. I mean, Abdullah. Okay. Abdullah has had a 20-carry game. Abdullah has not had less than 10 carries in a game, and Marshawn Lynch has done that twice.
Yes. Yeah, and I agree, and I don't blame you. Right. Jets, are you going to take Powell? He's back, and then
done.
He's not
Powell,
back.
No, he's back, not back. He's
how
not
about,
back.
How about Eli McGuire? Are you going to take Eli McGuire over Marshawn Lynch?
After this week, maybe.
Okay. You're going to take Peterson over Lynch, right?
I'll just go out and let him say that. Yeah, sure.
Okay, any Giants back?
No. We discussed this. The Giants are the worst thing on the... I laid like the cipher down. I laid the Giants cipher down. No Giants, ever.
Anyone on Seattle? Eddie Lacy, Thomas Rawls?
No, I mean, this... God, running backs are so bad. Oh.
That's what I'm saying.
I know.
But Frank Gore splitting carries with Marlon Mack now. Look, your point is valid, right? And it absolutely is, especially if they don't start giving Marshawn Lynch the ball. I'm not trying to sit here and say that Marshawn Lynch is a good running back this year. I'm
and
not
I agree
really
with what you're
to
saying.
Sell you on running backs. I'm just saying that the running back situation is so bleak that I'm still okay with having Lynch as a RB2 right this second. Two more weeks of this, you know, less than 15 carries BS, I'm out. I'm with everybody else. I feel like, you know, it's gotten away from him the last couple weeks. They got blown out by Washington.
5 weeks.
And he had nothing there. They got blown out by Washington and had nothing. And E.J. Manuel wasn't providing them anything against Baltimore.
The entire 2017 season, it's gotten away.
I think if Carr is back, well, I mean, yeah, but because of that, don't you think that they would adjust the offense?
Are you ready?
I mean,
if he bombs out against the Clippers, are you ready to say he's done?
I mean, I will if Derek Carr plays and he's bad. But if
12 carries, Derek Carr plays
12
carries, 40 yards,
11 in the box.
Are you
done? Then I'm done. Sure, I can be done. Yeah.
Okay. Because I'm with you. But I could go the other way.
I'm looking at these crap situations. And yeah, sure, you could go and list off the guys that are ahead of him.
Yeah.
You know, we're not going to sit here and just do the list running back game. I'm just – these situations were pretty dire to me also. You would take Abdullah and Peterson over him, but no one from Philly, Minnesota, the Jets, Arizona, the Giants, Seattle. But yeah, I'm sorry, Seattle. And were you going to take Gore over him? I'd probably still go Gore over him.
I'd go Gore.
Marlon Mack is getting mixed in there.
Yeah, Marlon Mack. I'd take Marlon Mack over him. I would go in that direction. I mean, I'm just saying there's someone out there in your league that's listening that has interest in buying in Marshawn Lynch. They think they're buying low. Maybe there's a two for trade. Maybe you upgrade your wide receiver or upgrade your running back, give a good receiver, send Lynch, and he give a lower receiver. I want to make that move. I'm out if I can be. But you don't be out because hour two coming up, all the football for week 6 is going down. So don't go anywhere. Bogman Welsh. Be back.